Hoping to cut down on red light running, Hillsborough County commissioners voted last week to allow cameras to be installed at 10 dangerous intersections. But a study published a week ago by three professors in the University of South Florida's College of Public Health questions whether this will work. One of the authors is John Large, an assistant professor in the Department of Health Policy and Management. He told WMNF that installing cameras is not necessarily effective at preventing red light running.
We're not aligned with any interest. Our main focus was, do these cameras actually improve or harm public safety?
Large and his colleagues reviewed many previous studies on the effectiveness of red light cameras. They found two different types of studies, which were supported by different groups and gave different results, Large said.
A pro-insurance-backed set of researchers, and then you have independent researchers. The independent researchers have found, at best, mixed results with the use of red light cameras, and the pro-insurance studies tend to favor the use of red light cameras, and they downplay any mixed findings, and they really focus on the capturing of red light runners.
Even in the studies sponsored by insurance interests that claim that red light cameras are beneficial, the results are questionable, according to Large.
In even reviewing the pro red light camera use, when you investigate or you dig into their statistical analysis, that if they had reported it fully or correctly, that even their findings, when they say that they're positive, statistically are not significant.
But the independent studies, ones that don't appear to be backed by outside interests, suggest that red light cameras often do not improve public safety, Large said.
Their statistical analysis is much more rigorous, and they show, at best, mixed results. But on the average, it actually shows greater harm to public safety. The only benefit appears to be increased revenues. It's true, you will catch more people running through red lights, but usually the pro-camera folks downplay the increase in accidents and in injuries due to other types of accidents.
WMNF asked Large what could cause an increase in accidents at intersections with red light cameras.
Essentially what you're doing by just putting cameras up there, you're not changing the road conditions. And you know, there's a lot of detailed variables that go into improving the driving performance at these different intersections. Even the AAA suggests that you do engineering changes before you do anything else. The idea being prevent red light running rather than just capture the effect that there is red light running.
On Wednesday, the Bradenton City Council approved placing cameras at red lights. The Florida legislature is also considering adding cameras to intersections on state roads. But Large said there are more effective ways to cut down on red light running.
The first thing that even the traffic engineers suggest you do is you examine the causes for red light running. And apparently most studies show that the red light running occurs within the first second of a light change. So one of the top recommendations is to extend the duration of the yellow light to green light change. So in other words, you have all red light at the intersection for 1 or 2 seconds before the green light comes on in the opposite direction.